Philip Self P that these urgent created is date is 06/24/2024. Dictation is for Miss Pearly Young. Young spells Y-O-U-N-G. Pearly spells P-E-A-R-L-I-E. Date of birth is 06/08/1963. This is a 61-year-old female here with sinus congestion, headache, and cough, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 3 weeks. She has been using over-the-counter medication with no improvement. She came in because she says she's having this pressure-like pain behind her eyes and her cheeks, which is not responding to over-the-counter sinus medication. Said this is not the worst headache of her life. It was gradual onset. She denies double vision, blurred vision, denies neck pain or stiff neck, period. It says she's eating and drinking okay, no vomiting, no diarrhea, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 94% of room air, blood pressure 136/90, pulse 83, respiration 18, temperature 97.7, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, nose, congested green discharge, erythematous edematous terminates. Next paragraph, ear, no effusion, no erythema, no discharge, no bleeding, no tracheal tug. There's good light reflex bilaterally, period. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no mandibular signs, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm, with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, lung, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has a diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes, which is mild, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, abdomens, soft, no visible peristalsis, no guarding. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities. Full range of motion, upper and lower extremities. No discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no anthalgic aid. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro. Alert oriented times 3. Cranial nerves 2. 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions in normal. Mood and affect in normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute sinus headache. Number 2, acute sinusitis. Number 3, acute bronchitis. Number 3, acute cough. Period. In a clinic today, patient received the following: Rocephin, 1 gram IM. She was observed in the clinic for approximately 20 to 30 minutes. Afterwards, she was reevaluated. She reports no signs and symptoms of allergic reaction to the medication. Says she's feeling better and thinks she's improving. Period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication: 1 diflucan, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily times 1 day. She was advised to hold on to this medication until she starts to experience symptoms of yeast infection. Said she was advised that if she doesn't have yeast infection, she does not need to take this medication. Period. Next paragraph. Zitromax, 2 PO, 250 milligrams, 2 PNO, 1 PO daily until gone. Number 6/06. Next medication, Tessalon. 100 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 10 days. Number 30, next medication, Olmesartan, amlodipine / hydrochlorothiazide, 40/5/25 milligrams. She will take 1 PO in the morning, daily, for 90 days. Patient will come back to have labs drawn. She recently had lab drawn less than 3 months ago. She says she will come back when this current time is days for follow-up is out. She was sent home with strict return precautions. Advised to come back to clinic if we're close to go to the nearest emergency room, period. The following tests were also done: flu, strep, flu and COVID. These two tests were negative. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, that she has none. Rocephin was given, 1 gram IM. End of dictation.